We are back. The Gunsmith Show, July 4th edition.
Yeah.
Happy Independence Day.
250th anniversary. You know, remember when 76 happened and how geeked we were about 76?
Yeah, it was a big deal. I remember it.
I mean, it's still a big deal, but, you know, there's a divide in this country right now that hurts, and we need to reconcile. We need to get back together and realize that America is awesome for what it is and support this country. So I'm doing all I can. By God, I'm as red, white, and blue as I can be. Although I'm wearing camouflage today.
That's all right. That's pretty American as well.
It is. It's fairly American.
Yeah,
you're right.
I would say.
A lot of other countries see us in camouflage all the time. That's our military, which is our defense, our war department, not our military.
Department of War.
Correct. I respect that.
You'll see them sometimes in the Gulf of America.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
I've swam in the Gulf of America, and I've fished there, but I've never created war in the Gulf of America.
No,
so
no.
Hopefully we won't have any wars in the Gulf of America. But this segment of this special July 4th edition is brought to you by Williams Gun Sight Company, on the range since 1926. Yeah, that's just a little over 100 years. They are close today.
That's a good chunk of
the existence of this country. Williams Gun Sight's been around.
Yeah.
You know, and another one of your sponsors, Montrose Orchards is 100 years.
100 years
too.
As
yeah,
well.
They had 100
Correct.
Years too. So congratulations to Dan and all them up there in Montrose. But anyways, Williams Gun Sight on the range since 1926, a wonderful source for me. It's been good for my life going there. I've been going there over 50 years. And that's 1/5 of the country's existence.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going to Williams Gun Sight. So now the cool thing is WilliamsGunSight.com is a wonderful website, and it's a wonderful way to shop. You can check out all their sites, their clearance guns, which are new guns, but they're clearance. And then you get into the used guns, which are outstanding. And I have picked 5 guns off the WilliamsGunSight.com list today that you're going to like. Remember, you can always link to their website right from my website, thegss.com. Or if you're streaming the show later, you can pop down and link right to it. Or if you're listening to us online on 103.1 The Ticket's app, great way to listen to the show. Glad you're here with us anyway. So the first gun I'm going to talk about, these are all used guns today, no clearance guns. This one's from Magnum Research, but it's not a Desert Eagle. It's a Bull Limited, BULLTD, 1911. And why I'm talking about it is because the model, it's a 1911, but the model is the GSS.
A 1911 GSS. John,
Haven't
you already put this online?
I don't know why it's not in my
name. Why isn't it in your
I don't know why it's not in my repertoire.
Collection.
It's a 5-inch barreled stainless steel, top of the line, G10 gripped 45 ACP. It's real sharp looking too. It's got blue grips. It's got an extra set of grips too. I think so. I think there's an extra set of grips there. I'm not positive, but I think so. Two mags and the case comes in the Magnum Research briefcase. Price on this one is $939.95. So I will be by Sunday to look at it, and if it's still there, it might be in the later months of this beautiful year in Michigan. It might be mine because it'll have to go in layaway. So you understand that, right? I don't have a PO.
You love to anticipate.
Anticipation and can't wait to get my hands on it. All those factors of today's show define me, Dan. They are defining factors of John. So, all right, second gun. We just talked about them, a CZ Shadow. Well, they got one in the compact 9mm version. This thing is gorgeous. It is, this one's got blue grips also. It's the compact version, 9mm.
Now you just need one with red grips and one with white grips.
Well, this actually has an extra set of grips with it. I think they're black.
Oh.
So, but these guns are so enhanced ergonomically, mm-hmm. they didn't miss a single thing. The CZ factory is phenomenal. The guns that come out of there are just phenomenal guns. It's got two mags. It has a Romeo reflex sight on top of it already. Just a beautiful gun. Black finish, blue grips, case, extra grips, two mags, $1,639.95. Get yours today. Well, tomorrow. Third gun. Used, now this is an oldie but a goodie, an SR9C. The SR9C is the compact version of the SR9, which was Ruger's way of putting a gun on the market that could fight the Glock, and it did a darn good job. What I love about these guns is the trigger pull. Ergonomically, they fit like a glove, and the checkering that Ruger did on those Zytel stocks, stainless, it's a two-tone, bi-tone. The slide is stainless. The grip is black. This one's got three magazines. It's a beautiful gun. Here's the crazy part. 3.5-inch barrel. I love mine, and I've had probably half dozen of them over the years. $339.95. Just a great gun for the money. Yeah. And they're running all kinds of specials right now. The 1776 sale they got going on right now is wonderful. All their straight-walled cartridge stuff they got on sale right now and special deals. Check it out. I don't know what
they're going to offer you tomorrow. What's the 1776 sale?
All straight-walled cartridge rifles.
Yeah.
17.76% off the price
of
the gun. So because of the law change, they got all these guns in stock, and they're moving a little slower, so they're going to offer them at a great price.
17 points. You're going to need a calculator to...
They'll handle all that for you. Okay. I guarantee you. They're pretty good at figuring those numbers out for you.
Well, I imagine they are, but if you want to confirm them on your own, bring a calculator.
Oh, yeah.
You got one on your phone.
Or on your watch, you know.
Fitbit.
I'm a carpenter, so I can do most of that with my head.
Okay.
So 17.76.
As long as you got the rectangular pencil.
Yeah, well, I sharpen it with a razor knife. So yep.
It's
thick.
My dad had one of those.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I grew up going to school with those.
Oh, yeah.
They all said my dad's construction company on them. But so the Ruger SR9C, I strongly recommend them. I know it's an old gun. They got like four of them in stock right now. So you can go take your pick. Pick the one that's got the best trigger. That's what I always do. Those guns, the triggers vary. They'll be like 3.5 to 4.5 pounds. Okay. I always go with the 3.5 because they shoot like a dream.
Oh, yeah.
First time I ever fired one, when they first came out, my buddy Matt worked for me. He bought one. We went right into the range at Williams, or outside range at the time.
Yeah.
We went out and shot it.
Yep.
And I handed it back to him. I says, I don't even want to give that gun back to you. That thing is perfect.
Yeah.
And now Jacob bought one. A special green one they had on the market, but it was full size. It wasn't the C. It wasn't compact. It was full size.
Yep.
It didn't have near as good of a trigger. So we was kind of let down with that. So that was right about the time 40 calibers got real popular. And it kind of took a little bit of the way from the 9mm. Now 9mm is back bigger and better than ever. Next gun. Use Smith & Wesson 327. This is a large frame 8-shot 357 Magnum handgun. Revolver. Okay. Now, what's cool about this one is it exactly matches my Incredible Hulk we had made at Williams 14 years ago, where I took a Model 28 Smith 6-shot and had it Cerakoted green and olive drab and flat black. Well, now Smith & Wesson is making these right in a factory. It's got all the bells and whistles, target hammer, target trigger, target sights, performance center gun, 5-inch barrel, so it's refined as you can get for a 357 Magnum. It is literally beautiful. $1,439.95. So yes, that's a go get gun. Next one is one that everybody's talking about. This is our fifth gun of the week, so it's our last gun of the week to talk about. It's a U.S. Springfield Armory Prodigy. Prodigy is their double stacked 1911 style guns. In 9mm. It's basically a race gun. 4.75-inch barrel. Single action 1911. Comes with four mags. It's optics ready. It's got an all black finish. It is beautiful. $1,139.95. So there are literally just hundreds of guns to choose from. Used or new. Probably thousands with all the new. At Williams Gun Sight. They're open tomorrow. Remember, they're not open today. Today's a holiday, so they're not open today. Open tomorrow, Sunday, the 5th of July. And check them out. You'll be glad you did. They're open 10 to 6 tomorrow. Now, and they're open 10 to 6 7 days a week, except for holidays.
Except not today.
Not today.
Today is the 4th of July.
Today is 4th of July. happy 250th to all of you. Be careful out there. And remember, you can email me, shooter@thegss.com. And you're welcome to like our Facebook page. Please do. We're getting ready to start a new contest. We're going to do some more new cups. I got some new Stanley cups coming with the Gunsmith Show on it.
And, nice.
The big cool, like mm-hmm. what I got right here in the studio.
Yep.
Only it won't say Tommy's Heart on it. It'll say the Gunsmith cool Show. So, and with our new logo from the Ticket. On mm-hmm.
And 103 on the Ticket. Boy, the Tigers, they had a pretty good June.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ever since we started broadcasting those games.
A little up and down, but it's pretty
bit.
Cool.
You know,
it's good to see some stirring of the pot.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And we need it.
I'm still a little life in them.
I'm looking forward to the Lions. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely looking forward to some grit this year.
Yep.
Maybe a little more grit than last year. But I'm not complaining.
Yep.
I guess I could complain. It wouldn't do me any good.
At this point, we're out of time for complaining.
Okay. I won't complain today then. I'll save my complaining for some other show.
We're gonna end on a high note here.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, too.
Happy birthday, America.
More gunsmiths, the real gunsmiths down the road. Jake will be back in a future show.
Hopefully he'll be back real soon. And looking forward to it. Missed him today, but he's got an important role today of wishing Brittany a happy 35th birthday.
He's probably painting her toenails right now.
You never know. And can't tell with Jake. Either that or he's reloading our ammunition.
Might be doing that,
too. He might be doing that, too. He wants me to set him up with a reloading bench in his office.
Yep.
I said, that's not a good idea. That's how I started. I put it in my office, and I would do
it's inevitable.
Half.
You might as well get started.
It's going to happen.
Yep.
It's going to happen.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Gunsmith Show right here on 103.1 The Ticket. Keep it here.
God
Great
bless America.
Great sports talk. And happy birthday, America.
Got it.
All right. We'll be back again next week. More Gunsmith Show. Thanks for listening.